Gandhi Kata. Versión original. Módulo 3. El ashram y los 11 votos. Cuarta parte.
The second lesson that Gandhi gave them, each one of them had brought a cook with, because they did not know who, what other castes people belong. So they would eat food from the person of the same caste. So Gandhi asked, you have brought all these people as volunteers to help you? So no, they are our cooks. They will cook for us and we eat. Why should we have so many cooks for so many people, one cook for one lawyer? Can't we eat together? And they could not refuse. So all of them ate together, and Rajendra Prasad, the first president of India, in his autobiography says, that was the first afternoon when I had lunch prepared by a person who did not belong to my caste. And that was a person who was Mrs. Gandhi. She had prepared for them. And she belonged to a different caste. So that was another lesson. Doing away with the caste system was the practical way of Gandhi. He did not talk about caste at all. He said, can't we all eat together? That's all. And so the cooks went back home to Patna or Muzaffarpur or whatever they could. But that is what happened. By practical things, Gandhi taught. He said, this is what I began with. Let our lives speak more than what we speak by writing or by just lecturing. Let our lives speak. So the first lesson that Gandhi taught the country was that of fearlessness. Until we shed our fear, we can't march towards independence. And now we have a song about it.
Kisne tha bhay ko bhagaya? Kaho, kisne tha bhay ko bhagaya? Kisan tere bhay ko tha kisne bhagaya? Kisan tere bhay ko tha kisne bhagaya? Ho kaho, किसने था भय को भगाया? किसान तेरे भय को था किसने भगाया? किसान तेरे भय को था किसने भगाया? किसान तेरे भय को था किसने भगाया? चंपारण जाते ही उत्तर बिहार में चंपारण जाते ही किसने जनता को जगाया? किसान तेरे भय को था किसने भगाया? की माथे तीन कठिया थोप कर लाखों का जीवन उजाड़ा। थे तीन कठिया थोप कर लाखों का जीवन उजाड़ा।
पूरी बारीकी से सुनकर शिकायतों को पूरी बारीकी से सुनकर शिकायतों को अन्यायी तंत्र को हटाया।
किसान तेरे भय को था किसने भगाया। और छड़ियों के चिन्हों की यादों को पूरा मिटाया। ओ कोड़ों की मार और छड़ियों के चिन्हों की यादों को पूरा मिटाया।
आत्मा की शक्ति की किसने पहचान देके, आत्मा की शक्ति की किसने पहचान देके, भीतर की आँख को जगाया। किसान तेरे भय को था किसने भगाया।
प्रकाश हुआ अंदर विश्वास जगा, कृषकों की नींद को उड़ाया। ओ भीतर प्रकाश हुआ अंदर विश्वास जगा, कृषकों की नींद को उड़ाया।
बापू ने भारत की सोई सी जनता को, बापू ने भारत की सोई सी जनता को अंगड़ाई लेकर जगाया। किसान तेरे भय को था किसने भगाया। किसान तेरे भय को था किसने भगाया। किसान तेरे भय को था किसने जगाया।
Volunteers from all over the country had started asking Gandhi whether they could practice satyagraha against instances of injustice in their own areas. And there were some volunteers from southernmost part of India, from Kerala, which was at that time called Travancore and Cochin. They used to say that we have an awful kind of system of untouchability, and we would like to organize some kind of satyagraha, non-violent direct action against that. Non-violent direct action is not necessarily always political. It could be social, it could be economic, it could be within the family as well. Wherever there is injustice, there is scope of non-violent resistance against it. People, especially the workers of India, volunteers of social work, were aware of it, so they had been insisting in Kerala that we want to organize some kind of satyagraha. And if you kindly can come, we would like to do that. So after some correspondence, Gandhi found out that their complaints were just, very real, also found out that they had volunteers who would be willing to act non-violently on it. But he was engaged in some other activities. So Gandhi said, you start your satyagraha, first of all, after finding out that the majority of the people are aware of the unjust hidden in the system. And if they are aware of it, they may support your non-violence effort to oppose it. So he was first, he made them feel absolutely sure that the majority was aware about the situation. And the problem was something which people in Mexico may find something very remote, but people in India, it was a very close and actual problem, problem which was at the end of perhaps at least 2,000 years of suppression, and it was a form of practice of untouchability. Generally in India, untouchability is practiced in a way that certain people born in a certain caste or in several castes are supposed to be untouchables. The other people don't touch them or don't even sometimes touch things that this caste has touched. But in Kerala, it was worse than that. In Kerala, you see, one of these things which is always came to the fore was that they could not, the untouchables could not enter temples. This is common all over India. This was common, I should say. But in Kerala, people were not only untouchables, but even their shadow could not touch the touchables. So they, if the touchables were going out in the streets, the untouchables sometimes had to shout aloud that we are in the streets, so they probably may remain outside, or then the untouchables had to assemble in a corner so that their shade or their shadow does not touch these people to pollute them. Some of them had to live in caves, and once in a while they would come and we are coming out, and so the touchables would go inside in their houses. And it was a whole affair of not only social injustice in the form of contempt for human beings. Just because a person was born in a caste, he or she or a child would be treated like an inhuman being. So the workers wanted to organize some satyagraha. They wanted the so-called untouchables to enter the temple. In South India, there are many, or probably most of the villages or most of the cities have temples right in the center of the city or town, and there are roads from all directions. And the untouchables were not to go beyond a certain point on those roads. They could not even walk on that. So these workers decided that touchables, so-called, and when I don't have to mention that this is all so-called, because we never accepted these two terms, touchables and untouchables, but these so-called touchables and untouchables together, they walked hand in hand together towards the temple prayerfully. That is what Gandhi suggested. That's how you organizers just want to go enter the temple and pray. So if you want to go to the prayers, start praying from the point where you begin your journey. But it did not end at the temple because people were not allowed beyond a certain point. So they went with their musical instruments and praying, and this dhun, which is sung every morning, something like that, or some songs, they would go. And at certain point, they would be prevented to go any further from there. And this whole process, quietly, peacefully, and prayerfully, went on for some days until the touchables found it difficult to stop them every day. So they created bamboo barricades on the road and said, you shan't go beyond these barricades. There were these bamboo barricades. So the satyagrahis went in their group and stood before the barricade and prayed there from 6 in the morning to 6 in the evening, 12 hours a day. There were prayers, and satyagrahis took turns of 3 hours each. A batch would pray for 3 hours, and another batch would come and replace them. So there were 4 batches coming, one after another, just doing satyagraha by praying. And there was a satyagraha camp where the others would behave as they behaved in the ashram, doing all the other activities, sanitation and spinning and preparing the cotton and visiting people and talking to them about the problem of untouchability and all the others. But the batch which was supposed to be active as satyagraha would go there. And the administration, it was a princely state, but the administration arrested one or two of these satyagrahis, the leaders of these batches. They were arrested. Gandhi's was a remote control. Gandhi was in about 1,000 miles away in Ahmedabad. But he got report from the satyagrahis every week, reports of what the others were doing in their own camp, how much of yarn was done, how much of literature was sold, how many houses were visited, how many people would be coming to observe the satyagraha. Every little detail Gandhi would be doing from Ahmedabad. People from other states also wanted to come and join, and Gandhi said, no, it's the people of Travancore and Cochin who should fight against the injustice that is being done in their own area, so they shall do it and let them do. But they shall behave like satyagraha. Kerala is one of the states which is the maximum rainfall in India, second only to Assam. So some of the streets from which the satyagrahas went, full of water, sometimes during the rainy season, and in Kerala it's much longer than in other parts of India, the water would be waist deep, sometimes even higher than that, but they would walk in that water, stand before the barricade, and continued their singing and prayers. And people from all around different villages also came and saw it, witnesses. They saw them just praying. After a few months, I think it was either 9th or 10th month, the Gandhi sent Vinoba Bhave as an observer to find out the satyagrahis were actually working as satyagrahis should do, and he thought Vinoba would be the best judge. And he went there and saw them, and he said that the behavior of the satyagrahi was exemplary. And then Gandhi had a program of tour in South India, some other part, in Tamil Nadu. But then he said, while I'm going to the South, I shall also go to Vaikom. Vaikom was a village. It was supposed to be a holy place, where usually hundreds of thousands of people visit that temple in a year. So he said he would go there where the satyagraha is being practiced. He went, first of all, Gandhi said, I should like to meet the Brahmins who are against the entry of these untouchables, the people of the highest caste, and talk to them in very simple language, asking them very simple questions. For example, one of the things that he asked, do animals walk on the street? Do cattle walk on the street? Do dogs, stray dogs, go on the street? He said, yes, of course they do. And you said, human beings cannot walk on that? They said, yes, they can't walk. Why? Oh, they have done sins in their previous births. This year they may not have sinned, but in previous births, that is why they are born untouchable. So Gandhi said, if they have sinned in their previous births, then they're already punished because they are born in untouchables. So why add more injury to this injustice? Why? How can we add to what they had done in the past? When they had no argument, they said, no, it is against religion. So Gandhi said, would you kindly show me any of the scripts which supports the idea of untouchability? Yes, yes, we have them in the scripts. He said, well, I have also gone through some of the scripts, but I would like to see which part you are mentioning. All right, we'll bring it to you, but never brought them. They could not, because there was no such thing in the scripts. Then he met the administration and said, why do you have to support only the higher caste people and not these people who are stopped from going to the temple? They said, if we don't stop them, there would be problems of law and order. He said, how can you say that? Why don't you have a referendum? Ask people whether they want this system to continue. Before that, Gandhi was already convinced that people were in support of the satyagraha. So he said, ask people. Government was not willing to have any referendum of the people. Then he said, why do you have to create this barricade? And you know, during the monsoon, the police used to use boats and sit on the boats to protect the barricade. And the volunteers would stand in the water and pray. So he said, why do you have this barricade? So if we don't have the barricades, people would rush into the temple. Gandhi said, supposing I guarantee that nobody will rush, will you be willing to remove the barricade? So the minister was hesitating about it. But it's interesting that the police officer said, if Gandhi guarantees, we would be willing to remove. Police officer had more faith in Gandhi than the Prime Minister of Travancore and Cochin. So he said, well, if he promises, then the Prime Minister says, all right, let us have a trial and let us see. So the barricades were removed. Next day, the Satyagraha batch went right up to the place where the barricades were made and sang there for 12 hours a day in turns. Nobody a step further. Nobody. Just that. So from that day onwards, the barricades were not used. But still they said, until the Brahmins and until the state, which seems to be against it, gives us public permission to enter, we shan't do it forcefully. But until you do it, we will continue to have our prayers every day. The whole process. Sometimes activists get irritated about it, but the whole process went on for 14 months. The satyagraha continued for 1 year and 2 months. And at the end of this 14 months, not only the temple in Vaikom, but all the temples of the state were opened for the Harijans. And so they all succeeded. And Gandhi's only argument was, human beings are all equal. There is nobody who is high. There is nobody who is low. We come to the next song.
देव के दर्शन को जाते कोई ने ना रोक पाते देव के दर्शन को जाते कोई ने ना रोक पाते देव के आगे छोटा बड़ा कोई नहीं देव के आगे छोटा बड़ा कोई नहीं कोई ऊंचा नहीं कोई नीचा नहीं कोई ऊंचा नहीं कोई नीचा नहीं
मनुष्य ने ही देखो पार खड़ी कर दी है यह दीवार मनुष्य ने ही देखो पार खड़ी कर दी है यह दीवार निसर्ग ने तो कोई बाड़ रची नहीं निसर्ग ने तो कोई बाड़ रची नहीं कोई आड़ी नहीं कोई सीधी नहीं कोई आड़ी नहीं कोई सीधी नहीं
ग्रह नक्षत्र और सितारे सृष्टि को शोभावनहारे ग्रह नक्षत्र और सितारे सृष्टि को शोभावनहारे उनके छंदो लय को कोई छेड़ता नहीं उनके छंदो लय को कोई छेड़ता नहीं कोई भटका नहीं कोई अटका नहीं कोई भटका नहीं कोई अटका नहीं
सागर में सरिताएं मिलती छोटी बड़ी समान हो चलती सागर में सरिताएं मिलती छोटी बड़ी समान हो चलती पानी का तो मूल तत्व भिन्न नहीं पानी का तो मूल तत्व भिन्न नहीं कोई क्षुण्ण नहीं कोई छिन्न नहीं कोई क्षुण्ण नहीं कोई छिन्न नहीं
सचराचर सृष्टि में व्यक्त विलासता है एक ही सत्व सचराचर सृष्टि में व्यक्त विलासता है एक ही सत्व नाम रूप भिन्न कोई न्यारा नहीं नाम रूप भिन्न कोई न्यारा नहीं कोई प्यारा नहीं नागवारा नहीं कोई प्यारा नहीं नागवारा देव के दर्शन को जाते कोई ने ना रोक पाते देव के दर्शन को जाते कोई ने ना रोक पाते देव के आगे छोटा बड़ा कोई नहीं देव के आगे छोटा बड़ा कोई नहीं कोई ऊंचा नहीं कोई नीचा नहीं कोई ऊंचा नहीं कोई नीचा नहीं कोई ऊंचा नहीं
The Satyagraha succeeded after 14 months of prayerful self-suffering. After independence, the Constitution of India passed a resolution abolishing untouchability, and that resolution was passed unanimously. There was no opposition to that. So legally, untouchability has no standing in India at present. But actually in practice, untouchability is still practiced both in rural areas and in urban areas, but in different ways. It is diminishing to certain extent with time, but crimes are committed, injustice is still practiced, and I am ashamed to confess that although untouchability has lost complete credibility in India. It is still practiced, and we cannot claim to have abolished untouchability so far. Tomorrow we have, well, the chief item tomorrow is going to be the salt march. But before that, we will have something to say about how Gandhi changed into the dress that you find, and we'll say something more about Gandhi's leadership, how and for what reasons he grew up into such a leadership. That is tomorrow. At present, we end this. Thank you so much.